Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Christo Fundarera, Executive Director at Agri SA. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and to all of your listeners.
And thank you, Christo. Thank you for making time to chat to us. And as the Executive Director of Agri SA, disruptive load shedding poses long-term risks to the agricultural sector and economy. Please, can you give us more information on that?
The entire sector depends on electricity. On your farm, you've got irrigation systems that requires electricity for those big pivot systems to run for these 10 hours a day. You also need electricity for your packing equipment within the agro-processing factories. And then you also need electricity to maintain the integrity of your cold chain, because we produce fruit that needs to get to market in a particular condition. We produce all abattoirs, obviously need to maintain the integrity of the cold storage systems for meat to arrive fresh on the tables of consumers out there. And this entire system is now being compromised, especially with load shedding level 6. And obviously, our bigger worry is that hopefully it's not going to happen if you get even higher levels of load shedding. Is going to have a devastating impact on the sector.
And I mean, I should imagine that generators are not common practice at farms, or are they? I mean, how do they fight the loss of electricity?
We need to remember, it's not all farmers that have the capacity, financial capacity,
yes,
to invest in generators or solar systems. And not all of these systems do have the electricity output to maintain a very, very big mechanical system that require a huge amount of electricity. So, yes, a handful of farmers have the ability. I visited some of these farms, and farmers have made huge investments. But remember, it adds to their expenditure bill.
Absolutely.
Because now they need to buy extra diesel. They need to invest in infrastructure to secure generators in desolated areas and secure diesel systems. And all of these things add to the cost. And then more so, in areas where they cannot have these systems in place, it makes it even more difficult to ensure that their farming operations continue. Because remember, those little seedlings require water, require fertilizer mix at particular times during the day. And especially when heat starts to, or when the sun shines very strong, those seedlings can easily be compromised if there's not a regular flow of water. So, yes, it's a predicament for any farm.
I can just imagine that. And I mean, obviously, also the supply must be impacted, as well as the cost of production. So all in all, I mean, it's not looking good. I mean, are they getting fewer, you know, crops or whatever to market, and at a higher cost as well, I should imagine?
If farmers have to now weigh up what the type of money that they need to spend to get few things into the ground, then they obviously have to take into account the amount of money that they're going to spend to do that. And if electricity shortages or load shedding add to the bottom line of expenses at the end of the day, it's really going to have a serious impact on their decision making, because they will have to decide whether they're going to plant extra few hundred hectares, or they're rather going to cut back on it because it doesn't make business sense. And during my engagement with many farmers, they already confirmed that that's the kind of decision that they need to make. Should we have the continuation of load shedding at level 6, and even level 4, level 5, level 6, and I'm not saying that level 1 or 2 will make things easier for them. But if it continues like it happened last week, they certainly have no choice but to cut down on production.
I can just believe that. I mean, we were talking just now about obviously the smaller or small-scale farmers. Is there any type of additional funding or relief from government for them at the moment?
I think at this point in time, the fiscus is empty.
Right.
Government has a commitment in case it ends to fix infrastructure there during the flood. Government is also under tremendous pressure to keep the grant system going. And we know government hasn't got the kind of assistance that is now required to assist farmers. And the bigger question, obviously, how is Eskom going to fund the increase that they've now granted for the workers? And government hasn't got the money to bail out Eskom during another round. I think what government should do, if they don't have the money, they must allow Eskom to build additional capacity. In other words, I know that Eskom has requested government to allow them to add an additional 4,000 kilowatts of solar electricity to what they are currently producing. But the biggest challenge, obviously, is the Department of Mineral Affairs that has no appetite to grant them that opportunity to expand capacity. And that, for us, is a serious problem. The sooner, I think, the Minister of Mineral Affairs and Energy realized that we are facing a huge, huge crisis, not just in terms of electricity supply, but the spillover of that on the mining sector, the agriculture sector, on ordinary households. They need to open up another bidding process so that we get more players on board to assist with that. It is no use we just focus on or we say we are obsessed with coal and coal plants. I think the sooner we realize that we have to open up new opportunities for private bidders, the sooner, the better for the entire country.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And lastly, Christo, currently as we stand now, is there any sort of loss in availability of produce in our supermarkets, or are they still managing to sort of stock their shelves?
I think we need to be very thankful. We had very good rain season, especially during our summer rainfall season, and the prediction is that our winter rainfall season looks also very promising. So with good rain and with good moisture in the land, our farmers continue to produce on a very big scale. Also, remember, it's now winter season. So, yes, you will be able to manage your load shedding in a way that it doesn't compromise the quality of vegetables and fruit. But one of these days, it will be summer. And during summer, farms, especially in the northern areas, even in the southern areas, the heat waves can cause devastating quality issues, and we cannot afford that.
Absolutely. Christo van der Ried, Executive Director at AgriSA. Thank you for your time.